Cover crops fit well behind cereal grains, filling the brown period after harvest with a growing crop. But soil moisture needs to be considered when adding a cover crop, as data shows yield of the following cash crop, specifically corn, can suffer if conditions turn dry. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly reports resources are available to aid farmers in their cover crop decision.
One of them that is the most recently developed is the Specialized Precipitation Evaporation Index, which takes into account the amount of rainfall from one period to another, if it's negative or positive, over the evaporation and transpiration of that site.
He states positive numbers equate to wetter conditions, while negative numbers indicate soils are on the dry side. Consulting this index can provide some confidence to cover crops, even though future rainfall is a wild card.
This tool can help look at that, and right now, it's really validated the fact that western South Dakota is wetter, and I've been telling folks out west it's an awesome time for a cover crop because you're above normal precip and seems like it's not going away, and why not capture that opportunity to harvest sunlight and water and put carbon in the soil.
The SPEI tool is hosted by Colorado State University's Climatology Division and can be found with an internet search. Bly concludes, planting a crop of any kind requires risk, but tools are available for guidance.
It's still up to the user to interpret and make the final decision.
Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.